927, correct weight.
Correct weight.
Correct weight, Newcastle.
Now correct weight and all clear.
Correct weight here at Randwick.
It is correct weight at Morfordville.
Correct weight is up.
Starting your racing Sunday. Welcome to RSN 927's correct weight.
And we now have correct weight.
Here's Warren Huntley.
Good morning. Welcome to Correct Weight Sunday, the 8th of August, following Ori Star Day at Flemington. What a terrific win it was from the astrologist, continuing his love affair with the Flemington Straight. We'll catch up with Troy Corsons shortly. It was also Missile Stakes Day this year at Randwick. We'll catch up with Michael Costa in this hour with the victory of Fobator in the Group 2, getting some more high-priced scalps in that performance following a tough run in the Ramorny during the Grafton Carnival. In this hour, we'll also catch up with Joe McKinnon, talking horses. Plenty to talk about with Joe, as always. Ray Thomas will give us an update on that Randwick meeting yesterday and the COVID situation in New South Wales with respect to how it's affecting racing. Terrific day for Matty Raymond at Flemington yesterday. Tarath was impressive, winning a mare's race there, dashing away to run good time and show that she may be able to chase some better races. We'll also catch up with Matty in this first hour. Then at 9 o'clock, Dean Lester and Dan Malecki this morning will join me to look back on racing at Flemington and at Randwick yesterday. And then Dan will take the chair for Sunday Central. So plenty to get through in this first couple of hours. And then Dan Malecki to take the chair with Brendan Delaney on calling duties today for the racing industry. So good luck to Brendan there and good luck to Dan. Great to have him in the chair and thanks for filling in for the last couple of weeks, Dan. Before we get to Troy, just an update on Mark Zara, who had a fall at Flemington yesterday on the way to the barriers. And thanks to Reece Murphy, Mark's manager, for passing this on. Mark's got bruised ribs. At this stage, there's no breaks in the elbow, but they are doing more scans today. He's very sore and currently resting at home. So thoughts are with you, Mark. Hoping you recover quickly to see you back on the track and not miss out on any of those spring rides that no doubt you've been working hard with Reece to secure. Yesterday at Flemington, the feature race was the Group 3 Ori Star. It's been a race that's been close to the heart of the Corsons family. They settled up the astrologist yesterday.
Too hard and Johnny get angry last of all as they come onto the course proper. Great again against the inside leads the way. The astrologist travelling up to join him on the outside. King of Hastings the centre. Asar Banquo coming with a run from Serious Suspect and further back Too Good Too Hard coming to the extreme outside, but it's the astrologist. He's gone to the front, leads the way. Romance are running on from Banquo, regards Marie, but it's the astrologist in front of Banquo trying desperately Romance. So the astrologist packing plenty of power. He's a good horse here at Flemington. He wins again. Second prize to Romance.
Terrific performance from the astrologist. Loves that Flemington Straight, but a good performance in the Bletchingley. And wait for age to start before. And co-trainer Troy Corsons joins us this morning. Congratulations, Troy.
Yeah, thanks, Warren.
He's flying this horse, and he's had a busy preparation too. He's been to Queensland and back and had the runs at Flemington and also that run in the Bletchingley. What are you doing to hold him together so well?
Oh, look, I just think he really appreciates racing and he loves the 2 week space in between. He can get away on you a little bit if you're not careful. But we are, you know, we're very well aware that he didn't have long off between his last campaign in the spring right over to the Magic Millions. He literally only had about 2 or 3 weeks off and then has gone right through. So I think it's a real credit to our team that we've been able to keep him up. And, you know, he had a really nice prep up in Queensland. Nothing quite went right, but come back down and he's really fired.
You've got the range of facilities, Flemington, Geelong and the farm in central Victoria. What's been the program for the astrologist to keep him going so well?
Yeah, look, since he's been back from Queensland, he's just been at Flemington and we've gone straight through. But I'll be having a chat to Nathan today or tomorrow and I'd say that we might go up to the farm for a week or two and just back off him just a little bit and we'll just see where we want to head to. We've got the Rupert Clark there if we want to go that way or we can look at the Bobby Lewis and maybe get him deeper into spring for something else down the straight.
And on that farm that you've acquired recently, I saw you've also acquired a jockey from Queensland that most of us know from having a bet in Queensland over the years in Justin Stanley's joined the team. Tell us about his involvement with Team Corsons.
Yeah, so we put the call out. We wanted a trainer to train from up there just to give us another branch to the business. Just for, you know, the horses aren't quite good enough to be paying for city prices. We're just giving another option to our owners that we can keep going with our horses but at a cheaper rate and just have a crack for those fillies and mares that, you know, we can win up around Corowa and all those sorts of places around there, Albury, Wodonga and that sort of stuff. So just another option for our clients.
Talking to Nathan Bennett from Bennett Racing about the astrologist and maybe having a little bit of a break. Options the spring. He's going well. He's got race fitness on his side. What are you considering?
It's a really nice issue to have as to where we're going to go with him. I don't think he needs to be pigeonholed as just a straight horse. I think conditions really suited yesterday, and both his races, his last three races down, all three of his races down the straight have been, he's been really well suited. I thought his run in the Bletchingley was full of merit. I mean, he's only been beaten half a length, and we probably just went that touch too hard. So I know he is very, very good down the straight, but I think he's gone to that next level, this horse. So I don't think he needs to be pigeonholed as just a straight horse.
He's a winner out to 1,400 metres. You talked about, I think, yesterday that perhaps the Rupert Clark could be a race that you'd consider. What other options might there be for him?
Look, you've got the Bobby Lewis down the straight. You've also got the Linlithgow down the straight on Derby Day. And, Pie in the Sky stuff, obviously, the straight race on the final day of the carnival, if we think he's going good enough. So you've got lots and lots of options for him. It just depends on how deep we want to get him into the spring and how he's going to cope.
Years gone by, your dad was saddling up horses for Bart in this race on a path to the Melbourne Cup. I think he won it himself too with Monet Rule. So it's been a race that's been that's featured in your memories of racing from a young fella.
You know, I love the Ori Star. I reckon it's a real sort of spring preview, I know everyone, you start getting into the Group 1 weight for age races and everyone thinks spring starting then, but I reckon Ori Star is just a real sort of springboard into the spring. So I've always loved it, and I love it even more now that we've won it.
Zoostar Progeny is something that Team Corsons have got a bit of an association with, and Bennett Racing also. You've got Zoo Dancer, the astrologist. And did I see you mentioned on social media yesterday you might have an opportunity to get involved in some younger Zoo Stars that there might be some shares available in?
Oh, he's such a good stallion, Warren, and right at the start of the year, Nathan loves them as well, and we sat down at the Magic Millions, and there was just a little bit of glint off them, and we went really hard, so we've managed to pick up 8 Zoo Stars between Nathan and ourselves this year, and we've got shares left in one, so that goes to show how popular they are with everybody.
Looking forward to whatever the astrologist does during the spring. What other horses have you got earmarked for potentially some targets at some races in the carnival ahead?
Well, speaking of Zoo Stars, we've got Zoo Dancer for Bennett Racing going around next Saturday in the Regal Roller. Ranting's not far off coming back. He's another Zoo Star. Swatch That's ticking over really nicely. She'll probably kick off in the Moya. Yes, Baby, Yes. She's going particularly well, so we've got a really good spring team coming forward.
Well done yesterday, Troy, and in particular the whole team with what they've been able to achieve with the astrologist. The combination of whatever you're doing with him has been terrific, and looking forward to seeing what he does venture into in the weeks ahead.
Thanks, Warren.
Troy Corson's taking astrologist back to Flemington yesterday and winning another race. A career high for him, a strong victory in the Ori Star.